And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is John Williams with the KHMB Feature Story of the Week, and I'm happy to have in the studio today some wonderful people that are increasing the literacy of us coastsiders. And we have Araceli Efigenio, the program coordinator for the San Mateo Library's adult language program, and a tutor, Doris, and the recipient of her tutoring, Angelica. So welcome all three.
Thank you for having us.
What is the tutoring program exactly?
Yeah, so this tutoring program is something we've been a part of since 1984 through the California State Library. And it's an opportunity for any adults 18 years or older with that needs some help with any reading or writing skill that has basic conversational English. And it's an opportunity for them to work with a tutor for once a week for at least 6 months. So this is an opportunity that's been here for a while, and we're so excited to be able to share this with the community and to have a tutoring pair here today.
And for whom is it available?
Yes, so it's available for anyone in Half Moon Bay or the neighboring areas that is 18 years or older that has basic conversational English. And some of the different goals that people come to us for are maybe they are trying to level up in their careers, maybe get some more education or a license. Maybe they want to be able to read to their child in English and be able to support their families. But really, we take in anyone that has a reading and writing goal and match them with a tutor to help them reach their dreams.
Are these sessions conducted at the library, the local library?
Yes, yes. Technically, the rule is they're able to meet in any public location, but most of our tutoring pairs meet in our literacy room at the Half Moon Bay Library.
And that's on Correas.
Yes, yeah. It is at 620 Correas Ave.
620 Correas, forgive me. Okay. And it's taught in English, I understand, but it's any language, native language person can take part in this?
Yes, that is true. Yeah, so we are kind of like the UN at the libraries. We have people join us that are native to Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador. We have some people from Japan, China, really all over the world. We take anyone in with a basic conversational English since it is a reading and writing program and support them with their learning goals.
So it doesn't matter what their native language is, it's conducted in English.
Yes, yes. And that is because of our funder, the California State Library.
Excellent. And what does the... how many sessions do the tutoring pair receive?
Yeah, so the minimum is once a week for 6 months. But I will say our longest running pair just finished and they were together for 20 years.
20 years?
Yes.
Wow.
A very long time. You know, these relationships that are formed are very meaningful and powerful. And so, you know, they hit many milestones together, the different tutoring pairs.
What does the tutor get out of it? I imagine it's very satisfying. Doris.
Yes. When I first signed up for this, we started in 2021, so we're going on our 5 years as a tutor and learner, and I just retired as an educator, and I just moved to this area, so I wanted to find an experience where I can contribute to the community. I started with Angelica at that time, and at that point, she had just started in community college, taking classes. And what began as a tutoring relationship has now become very, very good family friends. So we are involved in, you know, her coursework at Cañada College, but also just her professional life, because she is an educator in the public school systems here locally.
Well, that sounds a lot already.
It does.
Friendship.
The friendship is the bottom line, but also to see her reach goals that she didn't even imagine she would have. So her basic premise was, I want to practice my English and improve my fluency. But as we started taking courses, she kept putting her goal higher and higher. So now she is almost transferring to a four-year university to work on her bachelor's degree.
Oh, congratulations, Doris. So switching to you, Angelica. What are you studying or will be studying?
Well, when we started, I got my associate teacher and master teacher permits in early child education. And then I completed my associate degree on the spring 2025. And now we are working together, transferring my classes to the university, 4 years university, so I can earn my bachelor's degree in early childhood education.
That's tremendous. Which uni are you going to? Which university?
Well, I would like to go to San Francisco University.
She's exploring many options.
Well, it sounds like you've got many options.
Yes.
This is marvelous. Yeah, fantastic. Wherever you go, I sense you're going to do very, very well. Well, that's a fantastic outcome already.
And yeah, it is.
How long again did you say you've been working together?
We started in August 2021, so we're going on our almost fifth year where we meet at least weekly, 2 to 4 hours each session, and sometimes online in between our texting.
And also, sometimes when I have questions, I send her a message. Miss Doris, can you help me with this? It's almost midnight, and she helped me. So, yeah, it's a long, long hours working together. And I'm so happy that she is with me.
And this is one-on-one, but you have others you have to tutor as well, Doris? Or
no,
just
she is my, what she is.
Sole and only.
She's not. I'm not going to let her to take.
You're not going to share
else.
Her.
No. That's a tough time. She has to be with me. So.
Yeah, there's only so many hours in the day, you know.
Yes.
Past
yes.
midnight. That is fantastic. So you're both getting a lot out of this, and that must make you feel good, Araceli.
Yes, honestly, it's a privilege every day to go to work and to bear witness to all of our learners and reach these goals. You know, they are just one out of 150 active pairs right now throughout the county.
Wow.
And online. So, it is something that's very special to me and makes me so happy to go to work every day.
No kidding. There's no cost to it, right? There's no cost to it.
Nope.
So what more could you want? Sign up, everybody. And speaking of signing up, you have a recruitment drive next month in April, correct?
Yes, we do. On Thursday, April 23rd at 4 p.m. at the Half Moon Bay Library, we have a tutor recruitment event. We do have about 7 learners right now on our learner wait list for tutors, and so we really want to make a push so that we can form more of these relationships out in the community so people can stop by and learn more before committing to joining us.
If you wanted to be a tutor, what kind of background? Doris has an educational background. Is that a master, or can you be of any background in any academic discipline?
A very great question. No, you just have to have an open heart. We have a tutor training that all of our tutors go through for those that don't have an education background, so that they can feel confident that they can have tools in their toolbox to help their learners.
Wow. But you already had an education background, so you brought
yes.
that to bear. Yeah.
And the resources that the library provides for the adult tutors is wonderful also. Even things from citizenship.
Yeah. We have other programs in our adult learning department, from citizenship classes to English classes to English conversation clubs to practice those speaking and listening skills. But the heart of our programs really are in these tutoring sessions, for sure.
You're doing a fantastic job. And I have to just put a plug for the local library. I cannot believe what's available there. You can rent a ukulele, a bike, a computer. It's incredible. And now you've got this wonderful educational opportunity. So if somebody was interested in attending this open house, how would they find you?
Yeah, so they can check us out on our website, which is smcl.org. That's the San Mateo County Library's website, and you can check out our events and our adult learning page as well to learn more about our programs.
Fantastic, guys. So in leaving, Araceli, what would you say you would tell a potential tutee?
Yes, I would tell them, just like Angelica, we are here to support any learning dreams you have. You know, right now in the state of the world, the library is a safe place where anyone can come and focus on themselves and the dreams that they have, and we're so happy to support them. So come on over and check us out.
Beautifully articulated. How about you, Doris, as a tutor? Any passing words?
Just being a tutor and being able to contribute, to participate in this community has just been so rewarding. Friendships and the wonderful resource that the library provides.
And finally, Angelica.
Well, I can say that having my tutor by my side has been one of the best things. So I can ask my community. They want to look for a tutor. They have to do it because if we get a lot of good things back. My tutor has been my guide, my friend. And I can say that something that began as a tutoring relationship, it has grown into a strong friendship. It has been making this journey even more meaningful. So I really encourage people who want to learn English, look for help at the library and be sure that you are going to have more than you expected.
Doris, I think your work has paid off. That was beautifully spoken. Good job. So once again, the time and place and address for the
upcoming. Our next tutor recruitment event is Thursday, April 23rd at the Half Moon Bay Library at 4 o'clock.
Well, you heard it, folks. Get on to the library on that date, and there's so much to be gained. This is John Williams from the KHMB Feature Story of the Week.
Our thanks to John Williams for this edition of our Feature Story of the Week. And thanks to those ladies who are making a difference in our community. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson.